Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue with our Halacha Gems learning from the Sefer Oilas Tamid in the Biur HaTfila, a clarification, a deeper understanding of our davening as we do every single day. We are in Birchas HaTorah, and specifically tonight, the word Vitzeh Tzo'enu, which of course many of us are familiar on in the Tfilas HaShloa Kaddish, where we recite on Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's actually outside the Tzion, where he's buried in Tveria. We know that the Shloa Kodesh has a very special tefillah that we recite for our children, that they should be lomdei Torah yirei shemayim, and they should be zochet tzedekes b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But actually, in the ksiva of the Shloa Kodesh, he writes that when a person says this tefillah, and bifrat, when a person says this word, you have to have extra kavan. And he writes the following: Kosev Shloa Kodesh yichavin maod bebirchas haTorah v'niyah nachnu v'tzeetzoenu. When you say these words, yachshav, a person should think. Alzaro v'zera zaro ad olam. You think about your children, your children's children, your descendants, ad olam l'doridoros, forevermore. A person's tefillah, it's a hisayris rabba b'chol levavah b'chol nafsho, with a person's whole and full heart, with a person's full and all of his soul. Alzaro, thinking about your descendants, shiyu l'mdei teirevit tzadikim about l'midos tovos, they should be righteous, upright, they should have good midos, character traits that are tovos, that are right, just, and with yashrus. Al Yidei, that it should be, that it's Yodei Shemecha. Yodei Shemecha, of course, means that we should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. We should know the Torah, should be Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Sarich Yafrish Atzmo Mitavos Betanuge HaOlam Hazeh. The way a person does that is there's a precious, there's abstaining from a sense of Taiva, of desires, and Tanuge HaOlam Hazeh, the pleasures of this world, so a person should be able to have Dveikis. And so writes the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei and Simin Reish Mem Vav, Ein HaDivrei Torah Miskayim, that the words of Torah, the way of Torah is not Miskayim, Ella B'mishem Memis Atzmo Aleh, rather for a person who kills themselves in Torah, figuratively in that sense. It's not meant to be a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch type, but you're really supposed to work on it. You're supposed to be really Amo B'Torah. U'mitzar Gufa Tomid V'lo Yitein Shein Ole Einav. A person does not get a good night's sleep in that sense, the way we typically think. We're up at night, says the Rambam, quoting Pasuk in Chazal. We know that one limits their sleep. It's miut shena, like we know in the Memches, 48 ways that are articulated in the Mishnah Novos. And it is from this and of this that we're mevakesh and our tefillah sheniyah kulanu yodei shemecha. We should all be zoch, we should all merit to know your ways, to know your name, to understand what it means. Lios perush and mirchuk me'ataivos. We should be rachik from the desires that pull us distant from that which is closest to Al-Yidei-Zeh. And through this deepened understanding, a heightened awareness through understanding what this tefillah is, Nilma Torah Lishma, not just that we're learning Torah Stam, we're not learning Torah for other reasons that are attached to kavod, attached to honor, attached to certain types of advancements, whatever it would be, but rather it's Lishma, Lios, Davok, Bakudish Baruch Hu, and not only that, to be able to understand that through tefillah, it's a Davok, it's a glue, it's a connection, it's that bond. In Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is true, it is sincere, and it is L'dayre Dayres.